You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Shannon writes, "Hi, boys. How would you handle a situation with a neighbor who keeps watching you when you're in your hot tub?"
Oh, my goodness.
Hot tub.
Wow.
She writes, "I live in a part of town where the houses are pretty close to each other." Which part of town? There's a whole lot of
houses. Right, so you're in Highlands Ranch? All right.
That's one. I live in a part of town where the houses are pretty close to each other, and I have a hot tub in the backyard. One of my neighbors is a guy in his 40s, and whenever I'm in the hot tub, he makes it a point to always be near his window in an upstairs room. I constantly see him in there looking at me. He acts like he's just walking by or doing something, but it's obvious that he's getting multiple eyefuls of me. She writes, "Would you put up a partition, even though that would be really obvious what I was doing, or is that too passive-aggressive? My mom suggested I plant 3 really large trees between my hot tub and his house."
That's good.
That gets expensive.
Yeah.
"And my best friend says I should march over there, ring his doorbell, and just tell him I think it's disgusting what he's doing." She writes, "Suggestions from you and your listeners would be appreciated."
What was her name?
Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon. Well, how does she know that he's looking at her? Maybe he's been looking to get a hot tub, and he just wants to see how many jets there are. And he's like, what brand is that she's got over there? I really like that.
He can look at the hot tub without her in it.
Not when it's on, though. I mean, there's usually a lid on it, right? So he's just checking how many jets. He's like, is that a 24 jetter there? That's a good looking hot tub.
Now, I got to say, I have me a hot tub, all right? But it is in an area where no neighbor can see it.
Well, you're on property, though. I mean, it's like she's in the ranch, it sounds like. So it's like to be expected, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be expected.
But I'm trying to think of how I would feel if, you know, some neighbor was like eyeballing anyone.
I'd have some fun
like
with
my stepdaughter or something, you know?
I'd have fun with it. I'd be immediately on Amazon looking for floating plastic turds, and I would put like 2 or 3 in there and just have them pop up from time to time while I'm in there.
I feel like it wouldn't stop this guy.
Does it? Could you put a little gazebo up or something, you think? It might be an HOA thing.
That's part of the partition that she was talking about. And I don't think an HOA would have a problem with that.
Probably not.
She is right. I mean, if you put up a partition right there, you're basically saying to the guy, "I know you're watching me, so I'm putting this up," which is the same thing as walking over and ringing the doorbell.
Yeah, but
so
I guess if she's uncomfortable,
just doorbell.
Do it.
You know,
why isn't he more sly? Why doesn't he just put a little camera up in the window and then he doesn't have to keep walking
by? Oh my God,
come on, creeper pro tip. Just get a little indoor ring cam and put it up there on the window.
Here is our phone number.
Come on.
Please ignore my radio partner and the horrible things he's saying.
Easy peasy.
I got to say, some of these messages are kind of... Laura just says, "Hey, we all would look."
Yeah, I wrote back, "Hells yes, we would. We all would look." But I think it's just like the multiple like walking back and forth, you know, behind the window is super creepy.
I think you're allowed one look because you're just surprised. Oh, there's people down there.
Oh, hello.
That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
You get one look, sir. One look. Michelle says, just wave at him.
You know, a lot of people writing in just saying wave at him, it just essentially says, you know, I see you seeing me. And you're just acknowledging that, yeah, I see you up there, you creeper. So just wave at him. John wrote in and said moon him, but I feel like that would just escalate the situation.
Yeah, that would just, You're giving him what he wants.
You are.
Jill says to basically put up a partition and on his side put a sign that says bye.
Bye, weirdo. And then Bert wrote in and says that he has wires that he's hung and then shower curtains over the wires. And I just wrote back, tacky.
That's pretty trashy.
That's pretty trashy. I don't know if
I'd recommend
that.
That's trashy, dude. I
think you need to go the route of the gazebo. They have those full enclosure ones because sometimes, right now I'm feeling like the partition wouldn't be enough, especially if it's from a second story window looking down. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you need something with a roof and 4 walls around this thing.
Okay.
To fully
stop
this guy.
when I was getting some chemicals for my hot tub not long ago, I saw this, because we kept having a problem with rainwater on the lid of the hot tub. Mm-hmm. And it's this gazebo type thing that goes over the top of it. And it is, it's, you know, those standing desks that you can get where you hit a button and it raises up.
Uh-huh.
Well, this thing is like a gazebo thing that goes, you know, the other way. I guess it starts going down and it will lower down when you're not in the hot tub. And it acts as this big, like, little hat that covers the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty remarkable. I go, how much is that? And the guy goes, $11,000.
Well, never mind. See you later.
That's how I reacted. I just laughed. I go, you've got to be kidding me.
Jeez.
Cindy goes, make it a two-way screen so she can see him, but he can't see her.
All right. Sounds expensive.
How much does that cost?
I don't know. Amy says, someone thinks a lot of themselves. Who cares if you think he's looking at you? Live on. I'm sure he's got better things to do. Let him enjoy.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's easy to say when it's someone else.
It's very uncomfortable when you know you're just being watched.
Just being watched in a bathing suit. I mean, or I'm assuming she's wearing a bathing suit.
Alex said, get in the hot tub in a hot dog suit and bam, problem solved. Alex for the win. We have one call. You want to take a call real quick?
Yeah, I do, but I want to read quickly Ashley's note. She goes, I have to wonder if she'd be okay with it if he was in his 20s and hot.
Right. And then Rachel just said, I think the guy who wrote in and said moon him is actually her neighbor. Solid jokes, guys.
You guys are doing well this
good
morning.
With the
We're
jokes.
Off to a good start this week. Hagen is on the phone. Good morning, Hagen. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank so what do you think about Shannon's situation with a hot tub?
Those are all great solutions, but a lot of them take more money. So instead of spending her money, she needs to have him spend his money and invite him over and tell him to bring a six-pack of beer.
Yeah, that's not dangerous at all.
Yeah,
Hagen.
That sounds a little.
I don't think I'm going to
There's
suggest.
There's a word for that. I don't want to say
to but. Our listener that she do that. But
come over, bring
you.
Some alcohol. We'll make
thank
a night of it.
You for the suggestion.
No. I don't know, man. I guess she could move.